Coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, you can head to Flyleaf Books in Chapel Hill for a book talk featuring an author who's got a really terrific book that's just out. Frank Van Riper is a journalist, a photographer, and an author. He's been active for decades. He wrote a biography of John Glenn back in 1983. He was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize for a book called Down East Maine in the 90s, and he's got a new book out featuring photographs and essays and memories of New York and Paris in the second half of the 20th century. It's called Recovered Memory, New York and Paris, 1960 to 1980. It is just out. It's a beautiful book, and he joins us here now in the studio. Frank, thanks for being with us today.
It's
how are you?
It's my pleasure. I was looking forward to this. Great to be here.
So tell us about the book. What inspired the project?
This is a project that began with my two loves. I'm a native New Yorker. I grew up in the Bronx within the shadow of Yankee Stadium. So loving New York kind of comes naturally to me. But it was only when my two dear friends from college, Neil and Carol Offen, moved to Paris in 1979 that I really got to know Paris. So I would go over visiting them and fell in love with this glorious city, which in some ways to me seemed almost a twin city of New York City. I love Paris for its wonderful symmetry. I love Paris for its charm, its elegance, its brashness, if you will, even for its subway. So the parallels really struck me. And so in being a photographer, it's what I do. I took a lot of pictures during the years that I visited Neil and Carol. And in terms of doing this, as I was doing my other books, remember, I was a journalist. I began as a writer, but I've been a photographer as long as I've been a writer. It occurred to me that I really have a universe of photographs that twin very nicely together. And so over the years, I said, you know, there is a book here. There is a book here. And finally, about 2 years ago, I said, you know, I think it's time to do it. And so that's what happened. People always ask me, what's the next book? This happens to be my sixth book. I always say, I'll know it when it happens. And 2 years ago, it happened.
What was it about 2 years ago that made you think this is the time?
Well, I'll be honest with you. One of the things I only realized this after I had begun work seriously on the book and had a contract signed with Daylight Books, by the way, from here in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. That it was the election of Donald Trump that really got me to think about doing this retrospective. And I talk about my desire to document in both words and photographs a time that I said was simpler and somehow less threatening. So it was, I guess, in a way, my own reaction to our new administration that got me working on this book. Whether or not, that's totally the reason, I don't know, but I'm glad it happened. That was the inducement, and I'm very happy with how it turned out.
I had, we'd been emailing each other, and mm-hmm. you had said that in a comment, and my first thought was, I think that might be the first time that I've heard anyone describe gritty 1970s New York as a simpler, more idyllic, nostalgic time, but that says a lot about today.
It really does, and I've had people say, are you really? And then as we talk about it, you know, it's like, oh, you know, you're right. But nonetheless, it does, perfect example though, and it's not necessarily reflective of current politics here in the United States, but, you know, if you go to the Eiffel Tower, I remember that. Of course, everyone does that. Mm-hmm. And I was delighted to go there. And I remember taking photographs 40 years ago of people picnicking under the Eiffel Tower. And now today, you know, all you see are police and automatic weapons and chain link fence. Mm-hmm. So it is, I think, symptomatic of our times. And it's not necessarily who is president in the United States, but symptomatic of where we are right now as a country and a world that you're not able to do those things anymore. You can't go to the Eiffel Tower and visualize Gene Kelly or Fred Astaire dancing under there anymore. So those are things that I'm happy to have been able to at least bring back to some folks. It will resonate. The memory will resonate with them. And to younger people, maybe they'll see this is what was back then and maybe what can be once more.
Although as soon as you said Gene Kelly dancing under the Eiffel Tower, the image that popped into my head was Gene Kelly and Singing in the Rain, which ends with him getting accosted by a police officer and then very, very slowly walking away. I'm speaking with Frank Van Riper again. The book is called Recovered Memory, New York and Paris, 1960 to 1980. He's going to be speaking at Flyleaf tonight at 7 o'clock. You'll be able to get copies of the book there.
Oh, yes, assume, indeed. Yes,
autographed
indeed.
And everything. What did you learn or what did you remember that you had forgotten going back and looking at these pictures and writing these essays?
I think that one of the things is, frankly, the quality of light in Paris. This was something that occurred to me my very first visit to Paris. I remember flying in and coming in on a cab from the airport and remarking, "My God, the light is gorgeous! It's a golden raking light that is beautiful," and I'm looking at my watch and it's something like 8:10 o'clock. I forget exactly what it was. Interestingly, because of where Paris is in relation to the equator, you get this wonderful light of dawn and pre-dawn or post-dawn in Paris without having to wake up with the sun. We're on a different latitude of both New York and Paris. And I remember the first time I realized that, I said, I'm going to love Paris.
That's my kind of dawn.
You
right?
got it. Yeah, exactly.
And the photos are black and white. So what is it about black and white photography that brings that out?
The idea of the black and white being not being as distracting in terms of having color. If you take a beautiful color photograph and you're concentrating on something and there happens to be some kid in a red shirt off in the corner, your eye is going to go right to that. Mm-hmm. Someone once said photography is a report from the surface of our world, whereas black and white allows you to go under that surface a little bit and go into the meaning of what you're seeing. That might be a little florid, but I tend to agree with it. And the idea of beautiful black and white, I guess, is something that appeals to me. It appeals to my wife, Judy Goodman, who is my partner, professional partner. We've done a book together on Venice. We both love black and white. And so that really is something that having this universe in black and white, these photographs, made me really appreciate it all the more.
Awesome. We should mention Judy's in the room right now. There's like a whole bunch of people in the room that are not on mic that are watching this. So we're speaking with Frank Van Riper. What's been the reaction to the book so far?
I've been really delighted. This is my sixth book, and I'm happy to say that I've had very good reaction to all of my books. I probably have had more really sweet, nice, if you will, rave reviews about this book, more for this book than any other book that I've done. It seems to resonate with folks, and I'm very happy with that. I'm delighted. It was such fun to write this text because this is the first book that I've done that really is more of a memoir. I talk a little bit about my history as a newspaper reporter on the New York Daily News and the Herald Tribune and the New York Post, and I also am able to, really kind of bring back memories. In fact, it was our dear friends, Neil and Carol Offen, who live in Chapel Hill, and Neil is, they're both with me in the studio,
yeah.
Had written a wonderful book about Paris. And I remember reading their manuscript years and years ago and saying, I'm working on my book now, and I'd really love to read your manuscript. And they said, sure, fine, reread it, because I loved it when it first came out. And they couldn't find the damn manuscript. And finally, they found it. God bless them. And that was so helpful to me in kind of reinforcing my own impressions. And also, they were just great in terms of helping me in editing my text.
Other things that people need to know about the book?
Let's see. It makes a wonderful holiday gift. And I think that the event at Flyleaf, I'm really looking forward to. It's a wonderful, Flyleaf is just a wonderful independent bookstore. Mm-hmm. I think that anybody who has been to Paris, I think it will resonate with them. And frankly, I think for those folks who have not been to Paris or to New York, for that matter, might give them a first impression that might lead them ultimately to make the big trip.
The event is tonight at Flyleaf Books, 7 p.m. Frank Van Riper is the author. The name of the book is Recovered Memory, New York and Paris, 1960 to 1980. We got to wrap up, but I got to ask, since you prompted yourself a couple of minutes ago, what's the next book?
There may be a book about Italy.
Okay.
I do workshops in Umbria, and Judy and I have a universe of photographs that I think has to come out, and maybe one day it will.
Sounds good. Again, Recovered Memory is the book. The book talk is tonight at 7 p.m. Flyleaf Books. Everyone's invited to that. Frank Van Riper, thank you so much for being with us today.
It is my great pleasure. Thank you, Aaron.